This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Tell me why. 843, one of my favorite theaters, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, and one of the funniest guys in America, Paul Reiser. Friend of the show. I've been on a long time, but I love Paul. He's going to be there Saturday night. Listen how busy he is. Mad About You's coming back. We'll tell you about that. In addition to that, the show There's Johnny, which was a combination of footage from the Carson show combined with a fictional backstage story on Hulu. Everybody loved that. Stranger Things are part of that. In addition to that, The Romanoffs, which also stars Christina Hendricks. Imagine the wardrobe people trying to get Christina Hendricks into one of those outfits. Good Lord, man. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Paul Reiser's bringing back Grit and the Weekly Reader. He's delivering himself. I mean, he just doesn't quit. Good morning, Paul.
I'm exhausted just from listening to you, man.
Just the intro.
Wow. I had no idea. No wonder I'm tired. I couldn't figure it out, but I'm listening to you, and I get it now.
You have to do less.
Yeah, I do. I do. I spoke to my wife. She felt the opposite. She felt, in contrast to you, she felt, I need to do more.
Well, the one real truth about wives is the more you're around the house, the less chance they have to date. So, I mean, you really have to give her some room.
You know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Let me ask you this. You going to come to the show Friday, the North Shore?
Yes.
The day after tomorrow.
Yes, because for you, I'd go anywhere, and I haven't seen you on stage in a while, and you know what a fan I am.
Well, there you go. Then I'll freshen up the jokes. I'll put a new coat of funny on them.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll put on long pants for this one.
Well, why would you freshen it up? I'm still doing stuff from the 80s. I mean,
well,
come on.
There you go. I'll be honest, I wasn't going to freshen anything. I just said that so that your listeners would think I'm freshening. It'll be fresh. It'll be new. I haven't been in Chicago in a while. I've been waiting for it to thaw out a bit, and now I'm ready.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful here eventually. What we have now is a bit of a Noah's Ark situation with about 3 or 4 inches of rain in the past couple of days. So we got that for you. But we're going to dry it all out. We got 3.5 million people with blow dryers just to make sure it's all set for you Friday night.
That would be costly, I would think.
Well, it's the kind of thing we do for people we like.
Wow. Well, I am impressed and I'm grateful and I'm looking forward to a dry show.
Yes.
And now it's not just me. Just say, some of you say, "Oh, I'd like to go see comedy, but I need a little music in my act, in my entertainment menu."
Mm-hmm.
My friend Vance Gilbert, who is a terrific singer and songwriter, is going to be opening the show. He'll do a nice short set, then I'll come out and we'll have comedy. So you will have a full diet of entertainment.
Now, what if Vance is really, really good? It's one of those nights where he's really on. You just going to tell him to stretch?
I have a long pole with a hook, and I yank him the heck off stage. I don't need him to be good. In fact, I push him towards moderate.
So he gets 15 moderate, and that's it.
He gets 25 moderate.
Oh, he does. Well, that's pretty good.
You know, 30 moderate's too many. 15 moderate just seems unfair to make him drive out to Chicago
and
do 7 seconds. So, no, he does about 25. He's great. He used to open for George Carlin for the last 7 or 8 years of George's touring. And it's just, we worked together once in New Jersey, and I said, well, this guy's great. And I use him whenever I can, whenever he's free, and ask him to come out and work with me.
So, that's good.
He's going to be opening the show. Yeah, I love, you know, if I go to see a show, I like seeing something a little different beforehand.
Well, I feel like maybe you're not charging enough for the tickets then, because you're really providing double the entertainment.
Let me finish. Plus, we drive you home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
So this is the new Paul Burr. You've heard of Uber. This is Paul Burr.
It's a nominal fee. Vance drives you at $7. If I drive you, it's $10. Because let's be honest, I'm headlining. So, but still, we'll get you home. And that's got to be less than an Uber. Nobody lives right next to the North Shore. It's going to be a bit of a drive. So we're happy to provide it. The service.
Have you done that theater?
I was there a few years back, about 5 years ago.
Good room. Good room.
Beautiful room. Nice crowd. Chicago's a great comedy crowd. And I'm looking forward.
And they love you here.
Why not? Why not?
Well, there's some things about you that aren't available.
You mentioned my show, There's Johnny. Did you watch it? Have you seen it on Hulu?
Yeah. Here's the nut I am for Carson. I watch the Carson reruns on Antenna TV here. Every night at 9 o'clock around the country, they run Carson reruns.
Yes.
So you can see things like Paul Reiser's debut on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, that's about it. If you have nothing else to do, do that. But... It was, we did the show in collaboration with the Carson Company, so we had the keys to the vault.
Yep.
So we could go to any, I don't know if they're showing all the shows, but we had, I mean, if you can see all the shows online, but we had basically their site. So you punch in George Carlin, and here comes every time he was, or, you know, anybody you want. So the show takes place in 72, so we were just going through the 1972, early 73 shows. And I hadn't seen these shows since I'm, whatever that is, 15, 16. And it was bringing back such memories, and it's such a different time. And it was, I sound like such an old guy when I say this, but like before you had videos or VCRs, you had to stay up, and it's like yep. hard to imagine yep. that. Like people go, "Well, watch it tomorrow. Watch it whenever I can."
Nope.
It's like, no, you got to stay up, which is part of why Johnny was so important. It's such a part of our life because we literally made an appointment each night, and so I was surprised at how well I remembered these for having not seen them in 50 almost years.
Yeah, same here. And the weird part too is you're watching them, and there's like the guests come out and they're smoking, and sometimes they have to lean over, and Carson will light their cigarette.
Yeah,
just stuff you don't say.
Towards the end, you'd sometimes still see Johnny would smoke during the commercials when he couldn't smoke them.
Right.
Then you'd see come back, you'd see smoke coming out of the desk a little bit.
right. Sandberg, say hi to Paul.
Oh, hey, Paul. Sorry.
Hello.
Hey, so
Did he just let you out of, were you like hidden in a closet? What happened there?
Yes. I like to be introduced midway through segments. I've been of the camp of I'm not the biggest reunion show person, and I've been.
I'm with you on that.
I know you are. I read a thing that you said that, and then I also thought a lot of these reboots, I'm like, can't we leave well enough alone? However, some very exciting news is happening of one of my favorite shows ever.
So you're excited about Mad About You coming
back. I am thrilled about this. And I think you've done a really nice job in the concept of, 25 years later after we had the kid and, where that's at.
Right, and the kid's in jail.
Well, that was the only reason that Helen Hunt and I were very clear and unshakable on we're never going to come back. Because I you leave something alone because sometimes things you kind of dampen or ruin the original in the audience's mind. But also from the guy who's going to be on the camera, when you see people come back, the whole purpose is, oh, geez, look how old they got. Oh, boy, he put on weight.
Sure.
Oh, she looks horrible. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to be a little circus monkey where people just go, whew, he let himself go. We actually did do everything we wanted. We were very, I was very proud of the fact we ended the show when we wanted, the way we wanted.
Yep.
We literally did every storyline that we ever wanted to do. So it was the perfect time to be done and wrap it up. In fact, we even did the finale, which showed the future, so that we would answer the questions. The audience would never have to say what happened after that. But what happened was, the conversation started because everybody was asked, was all these reboots, and, hey, would you guys want to do it? So Helen and I have lunch periodically, like every couple of months. And we're having lunch two summers ago. And, we kind of jokingly said, I haven't much to do this year, we should do that. And we both looked like, would you want, I don't want, would you? We both kind of went, but why? Why would we? And then we started talking about it, and then we realized my younger son, I have two boys, my youngest son just went off to college this past year. So August, he started back east in New York. And I had always heard that cliche, the empty nest and whatever. I don't know what it means. And then suddenly,
you do now.
I went, oh, I get it. Because it's not just you miss the kid, the house is quiet.
The life changes.
Life changes. It shines the light back on your marriage because now it's the two of you, but it's different because you've been spending the last 18 years all talking about getting this kid out the house, getting his homework done, it's all about the kids. When you take them out, it's not only about you, but what tickled us and excited us and made us realize we wanted to do the show or would take a whack at trying to do the show is that it absolutely mirrored where we were 25 years ago,
yeah,
when the show started.
Idea.
Right, the show started was what the idea was. Hey, as soon as the wedding and all the celebration settles down, it's just the two of you idiots in a room, and forever. well, how's that going to work out? It's not going to be that easy. And so we thought, oh, that's exactly how it feels again. Where, but you're older, and you don't have the same drive and the same dreams and the same aspirations. So do you want to make this thing work or not? Like, I don't know. Let's see. Let's write some comedy.
That's a cool idea. It really is.
I, for one, am so excited to see what they decide to do with Helen Hunt wardrobing, because she was kind of set at that time. That was like a big gap. Chinos in her big shirt, you know, that was a look, and it's coming back, and now she's in that like Chico's group era where they would shop at Chico's.
You know, you're speaking feeling, our language.
I don't know the specifics, but I have a feeling that both Helen's character and my character are going to dress exactly the way Helen and I dress.
Okay.
Just so we don't have to go look at anything. Go, yeah, I'm just, you know what, I'm just going to show up.
Okay.
And roll the cameras.
By the way, for you kids trying to pitch your show to any platform now, I believe I'm right about this. Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. The greatest pitch I've ever heard for a show. You guys know what an elevator pitch is? Elevator pitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in the ride of an elevator, you got to tell me what your show is. And the pitch I heard that you guys made.
That's an annoying elevator ride, by the way.
It really is. Yeah. Imagine the elevators in Hollywood.
Yeah. You want what you do, by the way, advice to the kids, pick a company on a high floor.
That's exactly right.
You get a longer shot.
Unless you do this pitch. What's mad about you? It's the ride home from the party. It's the couple in the car on the ride home. It's the greatest pitch I've ever heard. No, I'm serious, because everybody has that conversation, and that's what the show was.
Yeah, that's funny. Everybody knows that feeling. Like you put on a certain public face when you're at a party or whatever.
Right.
As soon as the car door closes, one of you's going to go, either you're going to go, what a jerk that guy is.
Right.
Or you're going to go, why would you say that to them? You know they don't.
Right.
I didn't say it. But you applied, and boom, you're off. And so that was our show. When you close that door to the apartment, it's like, it's you guys.
Nah, I love
it. Yeah, so anyways, we're looking for, we just started literally yesterday. We had our first meeting with the writers. We have about four terrific writers, and Peter Tolan is our head writer, and
wow,
he created,
cool.
Peter Tolan wrote on Larry Sanders Show, and he created Rescue Me, and great guy, and a great writer. So we're excited, but to be honest, that's the hard stuff. The fun stuff for me is when I get on the weekends to go out and do some stand-up. So I'm very much looking forward, to be honest. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been out and on the road, and I'm happy to be coming there. So I think it actually almost sold out. I was very tickled to see.
Yeah, all that's left is obstructed view. Single seats and obstructed view, but it's worth it.
And listen, if it turns out it all sold out and two people need tickets, you guys can't come. I hate to break it to you. All right?
I understand. Listen, you got to take care of the
fans. Backstage, but then you got to go, because these people are real paying customers.
Completely get it. By the way, Paul, during the course of this interview, Paul was just signed to do 60 Minutes, and he's also training for rhythmic gymnastics in the next Summer Games. So I think you're going to be great at both of those, too.
You know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Dancing with the Stars I'm up for, and and some sort of cooking show, because a man has to eat.
He makes James Brown look lazy. Paul Reiser.
What a lazy guy he was. You know what? I do a thing now. I'm going to try to do a thing now on my show, a la James Brown. I'm just going to have my opening act, towards the end of my set, have the opening act guy come out with a cape. Throw a cape on me.
Yeah.
I go, no, I got more jokes.
Oh, that's perfect.
You can't get me off.
Yeah, listen.
So to speak.
How many times has a nice Jewish man dropped to his knee and someone threw a cape over his back? Come on.
You know what? Not since Superman's Bar Mitzvah has that happened. By the way, that was some affair, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That was special.
I hope you appreciate the setup. The North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. It's, isn't Saturday night the 3rd?
No.
It's Friday night?
You said it wrong at first, but Paul corrected you.
Don't confuse me.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
The day after tomorrow, what day would that be?
The 3rd.
Yeah, because I'm good Friday. I'm not good Saturday. Saturday, you got a thing. Friday, no thanks.
I'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, man.
Everybody else, I'll see you there, too.
Appreciate you coming.
Thank you much.
See you later. That's Paul Reiser.
He's so funny.
Good dude. Friday, May 3rd. Isn't that the greatest pitch for a show? Because you get it right away. Everybody gets in the car and starts complaining or observing about the party you're just at, or fighting.
Yeah.
So people are asking if the original cast is coming back for the reboot of Mad About You. Yes, many of them. I don't have the names. We know Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt will be there. We also know the phrase from the producers are many of the original cast. So we'll see. I think the guy that played Paul's dad, I think, died. But it makes sense. He was an older fella. But we'll see. And if he's not dead, I apologize.